It's just annoying, like the whole saying people were doing great and then being productive, and mm-hmm. and it still was just as effective. And
yeah,
now they're flipping the script and saying that people are lazy and whatnot. And then thing is, I've been working remote since 2014. Yeah, so it's like yeah. so it took the one. The reality is, it does take a lot of discipline to work from home mm-hmm. to not go start lying down and chilling. It does take a certain amount of discipline. And two, the dangerous part, okay, just from my perspective, is like it can be hard to turn Stop. Off.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is setting your own boundaries. I think you do a great job with that. Like once you have a very hard stop at 5, and then boom. The difference with me,
I mean, is for them, like, but like for VP, like, I can yeah, yeah. go forever. For, yeah, at so some point.
Yeah, like and same with for me. Like since I'm running all the 3 businesses, I'm like, I should stop. But it's also, again, if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, it's just the game I enjoy. So it's like, I'm going to keep playing. So it's it's different when, like...
Gotta get when, that XP.
Yeah, that's what it is for me. It's different when you're the employee versus the boss.
Yeah.
It's also, like, goes back to that. When, like, mad love to Elon. Like, I like his entrepreneurial, like, prowess. Like, what he's done with SpaceX and Tesla and whatnot. There's other parts where he's a troll on Twitter, like and all that stuff, but like it's like you can't deny the results he's brought.
Yeah.
As a businessman. This was why mm-hmm. one of the reasons I kind of like respect the dude. But like for me, I'm just I just as what he's done in terms of like what it takes in terms of like the business side of things, I enjoy that. But in terms of like right now regarding this email and whatnot, you know. But then again, I'm not the one running friggin' billion-dollar companies.
That's true.
So that's something to be said. Like, one of the things that pop up to me is more of the office, it must be where your actual colleagues are located, not some remote pseudo office. If you don't show up, we'll assume that you have resigned. Ooh, that's a...
Yeah, that's yeah. a... Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other ones, the more senior, the more visible your presence. So I get the whole idea of, like, if you're leadership, you have to be there. But I would even say more important, maybe not so much show up. It's like, you gotta like at the end of the day, results speak louder than words. I don't know, yeah. or actions speak louder. But yeah. It doesn't matter if you show up. You can to the office. You can be equally be dicking around.
Yeah, I've done that. I've dicked around in the office, and no one knew the wiser because you know why? I got my work done early.
Exactly that. And then there's a whole argument of like, oh, there are people who were at home. Aren't working, but it's the same thing with people in the office. Some people are just that damn good. They get the job done in 3 hours out of the 8, and they have no fucking nothing else to work through the rest of the day.
And
for me, I've had that so many times, and I'm just like doing whatever else. I'm just like, man, I could be working on other projects rather than fucking sitting on my ass here.
So. There was one time, like I had 8 hours in the day to work. A lot of it, like, I tried to not slow down, but, like, I tried to, like, really, like, sit on one project and, like, just do that one project instead of, like, doing, like, 5 at the same time. Mm-hmm. Mostly because they didn't have a hard deadline, or the hard deadline is, like, 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Like, for once, they gave me the deadline way ahead of time and not the week before. Mm-hmm. For once, I slowed down, quote, unquote, slowed down, but I still had, like... 4 hours to spare.
Oh wow.
And that's with taking a long break. I took a 2-hour lunch.
It's a waste of time.
I took a 2-hour lunch. I took a nap.
So
so I'm like, what did nap. I yeah, I took nice. A nap. I took a nap and I'm like, oh, and I woke up, I was like, shit, I gotta get work done. And then I got the work done. I still have 4 hours left. I'm like, the fuck am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
And then like so I started looking through like, you know, stuff and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll do next month.
Okay, that sounds nice to be way ahead of time. Like, okay, some other parts of the email is like, more senior you are, the more visible your presence. That's why I learned the factory so much, so that those on the line could see me working alongside them. I respect that, you know, like being in the trenches along with it, because I think there's leaders who just bark from the back but not lead from the front, who aren't willing to get their hands dirty. I get that. I respect that, because as a leader, you got to get your hands dirty as well. Can't just be barking orders. And so that if I had not done that, Tesla would have gone bank. Tesla would long ago have gone bankrupt. I can read. there are, of course, companies that don't require this, but when was the last time they shipped a great new product? It's been a while. So, ooh, throwing shade on other on remote companies. But either way, like, it's okay. Going to the whole thing of like him being there every single day for everything, that makes sense because you're the CEO.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You can't expect everybody else to be as dedicated to the company as you are just because you are.
Yeah. So, because that's
good for you, but not for me.
Yeah. Because it's not. Yeah. It's, and I mean, you've seen it, and everyone knows, like, I put in a lot of hours with this as well. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a lot of hours doesn't always equate to desired result, but, you know, it's, I don't know, it just assuming that everyone is going to have the same passion as you, I think is unfair because other people, they're human beings and other human mm-hmm. beings have lives and
yeah.
they're, and it's to, for the CEO, for anyone to assume, you know, that they have that same amount of drive is just, I don't even know what the word is for that. But
I mean, yeah. Okay, well, you can't just think that just because someone's working somewhere, that means they actually, you know, that this job, whatever the fuck they're doing, is their quote unquote passion and they should lay their lives on the line for it and, like, you know, give up their comforts for it or whatever the fuck. Like, no, like, I, you know, this job is just a job for me. And when I'm done with it, I'm going to do something else. My free time does not equal availability. They are basically saying because of their experience that their home office is not good enough as their office. They're assuming that it's the same for everybody.
Oh yeah, I hate it. When
my home office shits all over every single computer in that whole building and there's a fuck ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
This one machine that needs an upgrade really bad shits all over those machines. Like, this is $2,000 worth of shit. If I upgrade this, I would have spent a total of $3,500 on this computer once I upgraded. Like, you know, including the $2,000 I initially spent on it. But, like, do not tell me that just because your home office is inferior that mine is too, and that it would be quote unquote better and I can get more work done if I go in the building every day or if I'm in the building more often.
Yeah.
And like my, you know, even like throwing it back to my boss who was like, you know, who understands that I get a lot of work done here because I say it a lot. Because mm-hmm. there are days where it's just basically she was having me choose between Wednesday or Friday to come into the office
mm-hmm.
for a couple hours. And I'm like, I would say Friday so I can get more work done earlier in the week and then like do the things that I can only do while I'm over there or whatever. And it's like, you know, and I basically have been saying I can get more work done here on this computer than I can like at the computers at work. And she understood that.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically making me come in twice a week now for the optics. Because she refused to put her foot down and be like, no, my team has been doing great work from home. Why change that? Because she wants to suck their dick so she can be up there too, eventually, when someone like resigns, retires, dies, whatever.
Throwing you guys under the bus to appease upper management.
And the thing is, the other person, used to work in the actual corporate world because I work for a nonprofit. So this other person works for corporate world and is like, sure, yeah, whatever. I'll go back to the office because she doesn't give a fuck. I do. I care about my well-being. I care about my mental health. My mental health tanks when I'm over there.